USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man on a shooting rampage over the weekend in and around Chicago, Illinois, was shot and killed by police. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
A man was shot dead by police north of Chicago after authorities say he killed three people and wounded four others on Saturday in a series of apparently random shootings that led to the altercation with police in nearby Evanston. This witness tells WGN-TV.
He got shot probably like 40 times. I would say 40 times is pretty much what I heard.
Evanston Police Chief Demetrius Cook.
It was an exchange of gunfire. I'm not sure who fired first, but it was in response to violence that he perpetrated in our town.
The suspect is identified as 32-year-old Jason Nightingale. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Outgoing Chief of the U.S. Capitol Police, Stephen Sun, said House of Representatives and Senate security officials had tried to call in the National Guard before Wednesday's melee on Capitol Hill, but was turned down. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Is social media app Parler really a threat to the security of America, or is it Big Tech's way of eliminating competition? USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
The alternative social media network is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app. Parler CEO John Mates tells Fox News it's devastating.
It's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all worked together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off.
Congressman Devin Nunes of California tells Fox this must be investigated.
This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Parler says they will rebuild from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will appear on a new Vogue magazine cover that has some calling it a foul. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
The February issue of the Vogue magazine shows Vice President-elect Kamala Harris in casual attire, wearing sneakers, which she sometimes wore on the campaign trail. But that's not what her team reportedly agreed on. The Harris team says she was supposed to appear in the suit she wore for the cover shoot, and that they were unaware the picture had been swapped until the cover was leaked. Harris's team says they are disappointed by the magazine's decision. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be sworn into office a week from Wednesday. The U.S. Supreme Court in April should decide if nonprofits will be forced to disclose the confidential names and addresses of major donors. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
The case challenges a policy first introduced when Kamala Harris was the California Attorney General. It requires all nonprofit organizations who solicit donations in the state to disclose that confidential information. That includes radio and TV ministries when their programs reach into California. John Birch of the Michigan-based Thomas More Law Center will present oral arguments before the court in April.
New York has a similar rule, and if the rule is upheld in California, I'm sure you'll see it replicated in other states as well.
A final decision is expected before June 30th. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.